Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, November 5th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Cancer immunotherapy could be transformed by boosting natural killer cells. Researchers at MIT and Harvard Medical School have developed a method to enhance natural killer cells that could transform cancer immunotherapy. The team engineered chimeric antigen receptor natural killer cells with modifications that prevent immune system rejection and improve their ability to destroy tumors. Early experiments show the enhanced cells are effective at fighting cancer and well tolerated, offering a promising foundation for next generation treatments. Firms like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. are also focused on advancing this technology, signaling a potential shift in cancer treatment strategies. AE News breaks, Heartbeam, Inc., NASDAQ beat, initiated with buy rating and $4 price target by Roth Capital. Heartbeam, Inc., traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, has received a buy rating and a $4 price target from Roth Capital Partners. The report highlights the company's innovative 12-lead ECG synthesis software, expected to receive FDA clearance soon. This software, housed in a compact, cable-free device, is a game-changer in remote cardiac monitoring. Roth Capital's analysts believe BEAT is undervalued, citing strong clinical validation and potential to revolutionize arrhythmia detection and treatment. The firm projects profitability by 2027, estimating $20 million in revenue by 2028. With FDA clearance anticipated by the end of 2025, Heartbeam is poised to lead in decentralized cardiology care markets.
Is doing less the new health hack? Austin chiropractor Dr. Matt Delgado thinks so, and he's got a prescription for it. Dr. Matt Delgado, a trusted Austin chiropractor, is prescribing a new approach to health, the Timeout RX. Instead of chasing productivity hacks, he advocates for strategic pauses to combat burnout culture. By focusing on the core four strategy of sleep, stress, movement, and toxins, Dr. Delgado helps patients reclaim their energy and restore function. This isn't just a personal prescription, it's a cultural shift. Breaking Big Food exposes how processed foods hijack our biology, while Dr. Delgado emphasizes the importance of rest and simplicity in restoring the nervous system. Time out isn't avoidance. It's the most radical form of productivity we have.
Battle of the Legends football game highlights life-saving CPR, heart health for HBCU fans. The American Heart Association brought important messages about heart health to HBCU fans at the Battle of the Legends football game. Former players Dasun Jackson and Michael Vick's teams faced off while fans learned about hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, HCM, and hands-only CPR. HCM, a leading cause of sudden cardiac death in young athletes, affects one in every 500 young people in the U.S. The association aims to double cardiac arrest survival rates by 2030 and empower communities to act in emergencies. Fans receive QR codes for more information on HCM and hands-only CPR, continuing the mission for longer, healthier lives for all. This initiative was made possible by a grant from the Bristol-Myers Squibb Foundation.
Ocumetix reports continued improvement in first group of patients. Early vision results surpass expectations. Ocumetix Technology Corp reports continued improvement in the first group of patients, with early vision results surpassing expectations. All Group 1 patients have completed their one-month postoperative exams, showing corrected distance visual acuity ranging from 20/32 to 20/25. Dean Burns, president and CEO, expressed excitement over the visual outcomes, exceeding internal expectations. Dr. Doyle Stulting, chief medical officer, highlighted the remarkable achievement of 20/32 or better vision soon after surgery. The Ocumetics lens performed as designed, providing safe implantation and strong optical performance. Planning for Group 2 surgeries is underway, with a focus on maintaining momentum as they advance to the next patient groups. Ocumetics Technology Corp. aims to transform the field of ophthalmology with state-of-the-art intraocular lenses and other vision-enhancing technologies. NeuroOne receives 180-day extension from NASDAQ to regain minimum bid price compliance. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation has been granted a 180-day extension by NASDAQ to regain compliance with the minimum bid price requirement. The extension until May 4, 2026, allows the company to maintain a minimum bid price of $1 per share for continued listing on the NASDAQ Capital Market. NeuroOne has not yet regained compliance, but intends to do so within the extension period. Failure to meet the requirement could result in delisting, with the option to appeal to a NASDAQ hearing panel. NeuroOne is focused on developing minimally invasive solutions for neurological disorders to improve patient outcomes and reduce procedural costs. Who is the best home care agency in Round Rock? A Place at Home, North Austin has been awarded the Best of Round Rock Award for the second year in a row, showcasing their dedication to trusted, relationship-based senior home care in Williamson and Travis counties. Co-owners Stacy and Brian Eisenberg prioritize putting care back into caregiving, offering in-home care built on dignity and trust. Their specialized dementia and Alzheimer's programs, along with partnerships like the Share the Will Foundation, demonstrate their commitment to the community. Winning this award twice reflects the community's trust in their compassionate approach to care.
Sun Knowledge redefines virtual medical assistant services across the nation. Sun Knowledge has redefined virtual medical assistant services, offering tailored support for healthcare providers nationwide. With decades of experience, Sun Knowledge's virtual assistants are trained in medical terminology, payer requirements, and communication etiquette. Their end-to-end service portfolio includes specialized healthcare expertise, customized solutions, 24/7 global support, cost efficiency, and scalability. Sun Knowledge ensures HIPAA-compliant operations, delivering accuracy, timeliness, and compassion. Leading healthcare brands trust Sun Knowledge for increased productivity, reduced overhead costs, improved patient communication, and error-free documentation. Clients report up to 95% improvement in operational efficiency. As the demand for virtual medical assistance rises, Sun Knowledge leads the revolution with human intelligence and technology-driven efficiency, setting new benchmarks in healthcare support.
Academic publications by the Office of Count Jonathan David Nelson continue to attract international interest. The Office of Count Jonathan David Nelson of Aquitaine continues to attract international interest with their recent academic publications exploring accreditation and informal higher education models. Scholars across Europe, North America, and Asia reference their work as global education systems address issues of access and equity. Their critical thesis, Reevaluating Accreditation and the Role of Informal Universities in Global Higher Education, calls for a broadened definition of academic legitimacy to recognize excellence in different educational models. The Count's work upholds a tradition of academic sovereignty, emphasizing cultural sovereignty. The Center for Education and Diplomacy in Avignon will expand outreach with initiatives on accreditation reform and educational accessibility, furthering the Republic of Aquitaine's mission in education and diplomacy.
Innovotech Inc. reports record revenue for its third quarter. Innovotech Inc. reported record revenues in the third quarter of 2025, totaling $1,267,692, with a net income of $92,945. Year-to-date revenues reached $3,410,204. Factors driving revenue growth include increased demand for antimicrobial contract research services, strong performance from subsidiary Keystone Labs, and higher product sales. CEO Craig Milne stated that the company is laying the groundwork for continued expansion. Innovotech Inc. is a Canadian technology company with specialized laboratory services, biotechnology businesses, and proprietary intellectual property. Subsidiaries include Innovotech Labs Corporation, Keystone Labs, Inc., and Now Life Sciences, Inc. The company cautions that forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could impact actual results.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.